Do you believe in ghosts? But first of all, have you seen a ghost? Ever felt the presence of a ghost? And that could be a spirit, a ghost. It could be something totally unexplainable. You don't know who it is or why it's happening. Or it could be a relative. Maybe saw a relative after they passed or whatever. I know I've met people that have had that happen to them as well. And Jason was making very clear he does not believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Ashley. Ashley, have you seen a ghost?
Yes, I was actually calling because I heard Jason say something about the Biltmore.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, we went for a work trip, and I got up to the second floor and started feeling very emotional. And so it got to the point where I couldn't handle it. So I basically just burst out in tears. And so a friend of mine was like, let's leave. You're not feeling well. You know, we left. When we came back, you have to go back through security. And the guy, he stopped me because on the screen, he noticed something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this guy doing? And he called the other guy over to look at the screen. And there was a huge orb on the screen over my head when I tried to go back into the Biltmore.
Oh my gosh.
And you're, just to clarify, you're talking about the Biltmore in Asheville, but here in...
Yes.
Oh, I see.
There's a
I've
hotel
heard the
in
one
Greensboro.
Asheville is also haunted.
Yeah.
But the one in Greensboro, we have somebody part of our company, and I'm not saying Josie at this point, but the one that he said is he will never stay there again. Dennis, I'm referring to. He said when he came in town, he went into the room, took a shower, put his shoes there, came out of the shower, and his shoes are in a completely different spot.
Ooh.
I believe that's mind over matter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of it until I went. And I asked someone if it was haunted or if there were stories, and she just didn't want to answer my question. So I took it as a yes.
Yeah. That is wild. Well, Ashley, thank you. Maybe all the Biltmores are haunted. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
I was just there recently. I wish I would have, like, tried to summon a ghost.
You should have.
You know, I didn't know about it, though.
Like a seance.
Yeah, something.
Or a child sacrifice, something.
Come here, ghost. I don't know. However you.
That's how you do.
I don't know.
Hey, ghosty.
I go in the library. I'm like, ghosty.
Hey, ghost. Let's go to Gabe. Gabe, have you seen a ghost?
Yes, felt one. When I was growing up out in Kansas, I was coming up the stairs of our house, and something bumped me, and it about knocked me down the stairs, and the only people in the house were my parents, and they were in bed.
Ugh.
And my younger brother was about 1 year old, and he was in his crib. And that was never explained. And then the same time in that same house, there were pictures in my bedroom that were rearranged on a wall at least twice.
Do you have any idea who it could, I mean, do you know who it was, who it could have been?
Probably Budweiser.
No, we never really had it looked into or anything, but it was a really old farmhouse in the middle of Kansas. House was probably, 100 years old.
Yeah.
But it was definitely some very awkward, unique experience.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. Let's go to AML Jessica. Jessica, have you seen a ghost, and where did you see it?
I actually have. I actually felt one. I was in a toxic relationship a couple years ago, and he was really into the occult, and I was sleeping, and I woke up, and I couldn't talk, and I couldn't move, and he was staring at me, and I felt this, like, finger run down my cheek, and all I could feel was a teardrop coming out of my eye.
Oh my gosh.
I was literally like,
what?
Stuck.
He's like, was he a Satanist?
A cult?
Yes.
You were dating somebody that's a Satanist?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Hello. But, there's no red flags.
That was
the reddest of red flags. The devil
even
is red.
Even an agnostic would understand that.
Maybe she was into it at the time or something. Were you?
I was a little out of sorts at that time, but it was probably one of the most scariest experiences. It's actually one of my favorite topics. I've experienced this quite a bit in my life, so
okay.
They're definitely real.
Now, let me ask you this. So, the Satanist thing has us fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
Would he do, like, sort of satanic-type rituals in your home?
Not in my home, but yes, he would. He would do, like, blood rituals and stuff, and at that point, that's when I was trying to get away, but I literally felt trapped. and it was very scary. But when I got away, I was very, very happy.
Did y'all meet on Lucifer.com, the dating app? Lucifer date?
No. Okay.
Did you drink each other's
actually,
blood?
When I met him, I didn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of curiosity, and maybe this is more for Jared or Katie, from an agnostic point of view, which means that I don't know, there may be a God, mm-hmm. may not be a God, why in the hell would anybody choose to go, if there possibly is one, to the devil, where it's all hell?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Why would anybody do that?
I guess they seek instant gratification.
Of what?
Of whatever they want. I don't know. I never got too into it. Once I broke free from that, I was like, I'm never doing anything like that again.
Thank you for sharing. It's very interesting. I saw something that was like the Church of Satan. They did something on Dateline mm-hmm. or something one time. And they are like, no, it's not like the way you think Satan is.
Oh.
Like, he's not telling people to. So what they're doing is telling you Satan's not who you think he is, which is, I think,
what
exactly Satan would have them do.
Have them do.
Like, no.
So they're saying he's not a bad dude?
He's like, no, he's not. It's more about empowering yourself and doing what's best for yourself. I'm like, you can do that with, like, a self-help book.
Sure.
I don't think you need Satan to do that.
Maybe it starts off with curiosity. I don't know. I'm assuming. And then maybe you get sucked into it and I don't know.
All right, let's go to Sheena. Sheena, have you seen a ghost and where?
I actually haven't seen a ghost, but I've experienced one. I was on a girls' beach trip with my wife, well, my now wife, and my sister, and we were sleeping one night, and the light that was in the bedroom was one of those that ran by a remote control. So you could turn the light on and off or the fan on and off with the remote control. And so we went to bed that night, and just in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, the light in the bedroom turned on. And of course, it woke my wife and I up, and we were trying to figure out what was going on. And so I was like, hey, you know, turn off the light. And she's like, I didn't turn it on. And I was like, well, I didn't turn it on either. And so we were looking to try and find the remote, and it was laying on the nightstand, which was further than arm's reach away from both of us. Oh. And so we were trying to figure out, like, okay, well, if I didn't turn it on and you didn't turn it on, there's no way somebody accidentally hit it with their hand. How did the light get turned on? And as soon as we started talking about it, we heard this high-pitched, like, woman scream. And we were like, what is going on? And it was, I mean, to the point where, I mean, it was like blood-curdling scream. And we were trying to figure out, like, what was that noise? And so we kind of lay there for a while, and we were like, I don't know if we can go back to sleep. Well, the next morning, we woke up and asked my sister if she heard anything. And she was like, no, what are you talking about? So we told her the story, and she was like, no, I didn't hear anything. And so to this day, we firmly believe that something turned on our light, and we have no idea what that scream was.
Scream is the scary part.
Yes, it is.
What's interesting about the entire thing is I didn't really understand what she was saying, but I'm slightly turned on right now.
The lesbian.
Yeah.
Was it a lesbian ghost?
Are you lipstick?
Lesbian? I don't know if it was a lesbian ghost. I have no idea, but
so jealous lesbian ghost.
Whatever it was. Yes, it freaked us out. Whatever it was.
Jason wants to know, in the most PC way, are you a lipstick lesbian or your partner?
I am a lipstick lesbian, yes, and my wife is what I guess people would call the butch lesbian or more of a masculine type lesbian, yes.
Okay.
Can you send a photo to Matt? He wanted it.
Get Matt in trouble.
Jason, you're separated. You can ask for this.
You're allowed now. Yeah.
You don't have to use me as your scapegoat
anymore.
I don't want to be non-PC, Matt.
Then you're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
We're going to erase hours of tape.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so in the lesbian community, I don't want to get too off. So is that like acceptable? Like y'all talk like lipstick and all that stuff. Is that like a known? Man, I know it's a known thing, but is it stated?
I mean, I don't go around saying I'm a lipstick lesbian, but I think that if you were to see my wife and I, you would be able to quickly figure out which one of us was. I mean, we don't like to place labels on it, but it's, you know, the community does. So
The community does.
I mean, outside of the LGBT community, they
others
place labels.
The straights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ignorant
straights.
Yeah. It does appear that sometimes that you have certain gay people that are totally open to anything, don't care, and then you say the wrong thing to some, and it's like the worst thing you ever said.
Well, isn't that just like most people?
Katie, obviously all straight people agree on everything.
Exactly my point.
Right. Yeah.